Listening 73. Listen and read. The Repair Store.
When Chan drove home, he always stopped to pick up trash from the side of the road. He threw away the trash. But sometimes he found big things like broken washing machines. He always picked up these big things and took them home with him. One day, Chan's granddaughter Molly and her mom knocked on Chan's door at home.
"I've just made this cake for you," said Molly.
She was usually very quiet, so Chan was always happy when she talked to him.
"Thank you, Molly," said Chan. "Would you like to come in?"
"Sorry. We have to go home now," said Molly's mom. "Our washing machine has just broken, and I haven't washed Molly's school clothes yet."
Chan thought for a minute, and then he smiled.
"Come with me," he said.
They all went outside and looked in Chan's yard.
"Look,"
he said.
"Choose any washing machine you like."
Molly and her mom looked around. There were washing machines, TVs, dishwashers, and fridges. They were all clean and sparkling in the sun.
"Wow," said Molly's mom. "Have you repaired all these things?"
"Yes," said Chan. "People throw them away, but I like repairing them."
"Grandpa," said Molly quietly, "can you show me how to repair things too, please?"
Next week, there was a new sign in Molly's handwriting in Chan's yard. It said, "Chan and Molly's Repair Store." Chan and Molly were sitting outside in the sun. Chan smiled when Molly picked up a screwdriver.
"It's fun to repair things," said Molly. "Thank you for showing me, Grandpa."